Lawyers from around the state will be in Fairbanks this week for the Alaska Bar Association's annual convention, but some of them won't be attending the keynote speech by a controversial former U.S. official. KYC's Tim Ellis reports.
Longtime Fairbanks attorney Charlie Cole was still not sure last week whether he was going to sit in on the keynote speech to be given Friday night at the Bar Association's awards dinner. That's the event at the end of the annual convention when the 4,000-member bar recognizes its best and brightest, the event that this year features former U.S. Deputy Assistant Attorney General John Yoo.
Well, let's put it this way. Maybe I have something better to do with my time than to listen to him speak.
Cole is among the many members of the Alaska Bar Association who don't want to hear you speak and who have threatened to boycott or stage protests at the event. Because they say to sit in on the speech would be to lend tacit support to you and his controversial views on the law related to the powers of the president, specifically wartime powers, which you says authorize, among other things, so-called enhanced interrogation, which Cole and many others call simply torture.
I really have no desire to hear a former official in the United States Department of Justice tell us that waterboarding is perfectly legal. Torture is perfectly legal.
Cole has been practicing law for decades here in Fairbanks. He served as an assistant attorney general in 1954 and 55, when Alaska was still a territory, and as attorney general in 1990 through 94 under Governor Wally Hickel. Cole's concerns are shared by many other lawyers who argue that the opinions given in 2002 by you while serving in the U.S. Attorney General's Office of Legal Counsel undercuts the foundation of many essential American legal principles. Perhaps the most well-known of those opinions were spelled out in the so-called torture memo. That's the legal opinion that you gave to former President George W. Bush that provided a legal basis for waterboarding and other interrogation techniques used on foreign combatants captured in the War on Terror. The Justice Department later reconsidered and rejected Yu's legal opinions on the issue. Military lawyers in particular have criticized Yu's opinions, both because they say it makes torture more likely to happen to U.S. military personnel when they're captured, and because it conflicts with U.S. military law and international laws of warfare. Chris Zimmerman is a Fairbanks lawyer who's practiced military law while serving as an attorney in the Army's Judge Advocate General Corps. Zimmerman says he won't be among those who will be boycotting the speech because he says, despite one's own opinions, it's important to hear what Yu has to say.
Well, I mean, I'd kind of always interested in hearing other people's views on things, whether I agree or not.
Zimmerman says, however, he understands why some in the legal community don't want to hear you. And yet, Zimmerman says those attorneys should attend the speech.
Certainly, if you're or of the opinion that what he might have espoused or what might have been done as a result of advice that he gave was inappropriate, what better opportunity to question him?
Jason Weiner, another Fairbanks lawyer who's the Bar Association president, says that's why he decided to go along with the majority of the bar's executive committee, which voted late last year to invite you.
We're here to hear interesting discussions. Bar Association and the Bar Convention should be about discussing legal issues.
Weiner says Yu's invitation was intended to provoke debate, not to signal support.
It in no way endorses him or his beliefs. You know, we have invited numerous people. We've had justices, we've had judges, we've had commentators. They've all had different political views.
In response to the controversy, the Bar Association has scheduled a Friday morning panel discussion between you and Steve Wax, an Oregon public defender who has represented detainees being held at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. Wax has written a book about what he says is an erosion of U.S. laws and civil liberties due to the War on Terror. Wax also is scheduled to speak at a Friday evening potluck sponsored by the Alaska ACLU and the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.